to Honduras now in the city of Comayagua. Hundreds of inmates locked inside overcrowded cells, a fire in a prison. The few survivors speak of how they escaped amid confusion. The wardens of the prison had no way to let the inmates out. It's a horrific story, and Will Grant from our partner the BBC picks up the story.
It's been an extremely harrowing 24 hours here in Honduras for all Hondurans, really, but particularly this rural community of Comayagua, where this prison was one of the central features of this small community, really. All day, bereaved family members have been standing outside the gates of the prison waiting for information. Day then turned to night as they continued to wait, began vigils. Among those who was in that position was Suya Padilla. She was lighting candles when we met her for her two brothers who were trapped inside behind bars as the blaze tore through the prison buildings.
We just want the bodies of our relatives. That's what we're asking for. We're not asking for money. We just want to be able to bury them.
There were various ministers on the site of the prison too, including the Minister for Security and the Minister for Public Works. They both had conflicting stories as to the reason the blaze took place, one saying that they felt it was down to a riot, another saying that only an investigation would decide. But I spoke to one of those ministers, Minister Miguel Pastor, the Minister for Public Works, about the government's responsibility in the tragedy.
Okay, one thing that is really important is that what happened here is because of, apparently, a fight between two inmates. Something happened within them, and one just with a match tried to pillow, apparently, and the fire happens. But one thing that is sure, too, is that Honduras needs urgently a reform of the penitentiary system to guarantee the security of the inmates. That's one thing that the president said that we have to do.
There was 800 inmates in a place designed for no more than 500. How has this situation been created? These men lost their lives for no good reason.
That's right. That's why we need a reform to modernize the penitentiary system in Honduras. That's one thing that is really urgent to do. The government is aware of it, and hopefully, I hope so, that we start doing it, because we have to guarantee the security of the inmates, not only in this penal center, but always also in the other penal centers in the country.
Presumably, that's a huge job. There are 24 prisons in Honduras. All of them are overcrowded. All of them are in need of serious restructuring. How is the government going to achieve that in the next 2 to 3 years?
There's two ways to do it. One way, which I believe that is the fastest way to do it, because the government doesn't have the resources to do this kind of reform immediately, is to do a system through a concession where the private sector can invest and can manage the penal centers in the country. I think this is going to be the easiest and the fastest way to do it.
At one point in the day, the authorities came out and addressed the crowd. They told them that 115 of the body bags were being taken to Tegucigalpa, and that if the family members wanted to find out if their loved ones were included, they would have to travel to Tegucigalpa to find out.
It's Will Grant from our partner, the BBC, in Honduras.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.